Hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome to A Thousand Voices podcast. This is episode 51, chapter 3. I know it's been almost 7 months. A lot happened in 7 months. I don't even know where to start, but if you recall, or if you have been a faithful listener from day one, the first chapter is just me talking about self-help, entrepreneurship, healing, and growth. And then chapter two is when I have interviews with different people. So chapter three, it's me again. I'm going on a solo exploration journey of just sharing different insights and different information about different things. And I thought, why not do some research and find out, like, what are the main things that people as a society are dealing with, or people as a community or global, what people are dealing with, to be precise. So there's a lot of things happening. People have depression, anxiety, PTSD. People are struggling to sleep. They're struggling to eat. They're, you know, addicted to drugs, alcohol, just basic endless scrolling on social media. These are some of the effects that our community is suffering from. Then I thought about what could be one of the causes to this, right? A lot of people are in pain, let's be honest. A lot of people are going through just trauma, maybe heartbreak, and, you know, all sorts. And then I also tried to dig and find out, and this is also from my own personal journey, just understanding my own life and seeing how I've been this person that I am, what led me to this point, and realizing some of the things that I've done, how I healed from that, how I grew out of that pain, and to become this person that I am. So for me, to be quite honest with you, if you've been listening like way back to like, oh, like episode 10 back, or even between 20 and 30, I talk a lot about grief. I talk a lot about the pain that I experienced, especially with my mom's passing. And I also talk about heartbreaks, and I also talk about the ripple effect of that. And going to like the bottom of this whole conversation that I'm trying to explain, it all boiled down to family, which is the root where we all come from. You know, we're all born, we have a mother, we have a father, and that is the basis of our training or our programming. And if you realize what's happening now, especially like our communities or even different countries, the family unit, especially in the African community, the family unit has been destroyed. It's no longer how it used to be, like, you know, way back where it's like a mom and a dad and the kids, they're raising their family, they fight for their family, they protect their family. Now we have so many broken families. And if you recall an episode I did with a guest where we spoke about how men go through the most and how the society sort of like depends on them. There's a lot of burden, there's a lot of responsibilities that they have to face. All of those things contribute to the family unit. So what I am going to be discussing in chapter 3 is mostly about family. I'm going to dig deep into issues of a broken family, a fully functional family, blended family, a thorough family breakdown, you know, things like divorce and separation and estrangement and the loss of a parent, how all of those things contribute to our being, how they contribute to how a person becomes to be, what they believe in, what their standards are, what they, you know, become as an end result. You understand? Especially if there's things like trauma involved, right? So let me just cover the broken family term in general. This is when like a family experiences like a significant disruption or a breakdown of the structure or the functioning of the family in general. And this involves usually challenges or changes of the dynamics of that relationship within the family. So for example, maybe the parents, you know how usually a family starts, two people meet, they fall in love, they have babies, and then they give birth. Then that's a family, especially if like marriage is involved. It can be traditional, it can be white wedding, court wedding, whatever that is. As long as the two individuals confess their love in front of people, in front of a judge or in front of God, that they are a unit, then that is regarded as family. So now, when they have a child, two kids, three kids, 20 kids, you know, how many kids they have, that is regarded as family. So now the term broken family, I know is regarded as a negative term, but it's actually us having to understand the sensitivity and understand and recognize that, you know, it's actually a family that navigated through challenges. And that's what happens. So many people struggle to take up challenges and make a difference. So many people fail to recover from that. And that's what chapter 3 is going to cover. So there are several factors that actually contribute to a family breaking down, right? So for example, divorce or separation. When, like I mentioned, these two people meet, they're no longer in love or they don't feel the same about each other, because as human beings, we are ever evolving, we're ever changing. So sometimes you feel this way. Sometimes you like the color red. Now you don't like red anymore. You want blue, right? That's what happens in most cases. And then people cheat. People just change, and then they don't feel the same way they used to feel anymore. So people, first off, they separate. They can't stand each other anymore. So the one person is living in the one room, the other person is living in the other room, and then eventually they decide to get two separate places, and then eventually they decide to just legally divorce, right? So that becomes a broken family, in the sense that now the kids don't have a standard unit. They either go to the dad's place to spend time or to the mom's place to spend time. And that actually causes a significant change in the dynamics. And it also is a major contribution to a broken family. Next would be estrangement, right? This is when the family unit is still there, but like emotionally they're not there. So there's that emotional distancing, there's detachment between family members. You know, this is usually when there's like a conflict within the family, and then nobody speaks about it, and then another conflict happens, and then another one, and then another one, and then it becomes a huge power conflict that everybody just ignores, and then it causes estrangement. There's no emotional attachment. You're still a family, you're still in the same house, but you don't have that emotional attachment because of those unresolved conflicts and misunderstandings. It could be even personal differences. It can cause friction within the family, and that can be labeled as a broken family because it leads to strained or separated relationships, right? Then the third one is loss of a parent. So if a mother die or a dad dies, that is also regarded as a broken family. And, you know, there's nothing we can do about death. Everybody's going to die at one point. There's birth and there's death. That's just how things are. So that disrupts the family structure. It disrupts the structures and the dynamics. It also leaves a very deep emotional gap. Some people struggle to get back from that. Some people don't even get back from that loss. It leaves just that big gap emotionally and even practically, because now this person that used to do things for you is not there anymore. And maybe you know, that was like your strongest parent, maybe they're not there anymore. So now it's sort of like a challenge to navigate through life. Then the fourth element under broken family is domestic violence. So domestic violence within a family can also lead to a family being broken down. This involves abusive relationships. This could be physical, you know, when like actual fights. It could be emotional. It could be even sexual violence, which in South Africa, GBV is a very big topic. And that also contributes to the brokenness of so many families. And it also causes such trauma, especially to the children that are witnessing. It causes trauma to the person that is receiving the abuse, right? And that pain has a ripple effect towards the children as well. So that damages, literally damages families. Then substance abuse, which is the fifth element. So this can be alcohol. This can be even financial instability. This can disrupt emotional well-beings of family members, because if one parent is using drugs, for example, then that's going to impact the finances of the family. And then now the money that was supposed to go to school fees or go to the welfare of the family is not being used properly, causing that financial disruption. Then a family is broken, right? Followed by financial instability on its own, right? So the lack of money, and this also contributes to the biggest reason why African families are broken: financial instability. As a family unit, there has to be one or two people that contribute to the welfare of the family, right? This is the normal maintenance of the house, taking care of the house, food, you know, clothing, safety. All of those things require money. And if there's no financial strategies, such as, you know, a job, and maybe they are, you know, debt and poverty, all of those things, they significantly cause stress to your family. And that also leads to conflicts. It also leads to a lot of divorce, actually, and difficulties in meeting the basic needs, contributing as a major factor to the family breaking down. Then the last point I want to talk about is mental health. So mental health nowadays, I like the fact that there is awareness going on with the last month, May, which is the mental health month. I think the world as a whole is also taking like positive steps towards identifying mental health for what it truly is, because things like anxiety, depression, those are mental health issues. Then it boils down to even addiction. It boils down to even so many terms, actually, that contribute to mental health. And if it's untreated or if it's unmanaged, those issues also can cause a family to break. And an overall beingness of the family, or an overall unity of the family, everybody has to be okay. So usually challenges in communication and emotional instability causes those mental issues. They start just like, you know, feeling sad, and then you've been sad for a very long time, and then now you're depressed, and now because you've been depressed for so many days or so many months, now anything just triggers you into anxiety, because you're not feeling safe. You just feel like everyone is out to destroy you. You just feel like everybody's out there to backstab you. But in actual fact, it sort of like gives you a cushion to be in your own bubble when you're supposed to be united with family. So I hope you guys anticipate more, because I'm definitely going to speak so much more about the family unit. This is the end of the show. Thank you. Bye.